Welcome back to episode 6, you guys.
Wow, go ahead. Open.
My name is Duno's World.
Me llamo Victor Salvador Ulloa.
Leticia.
Oh, sí sé.
Y hoy es el, how do you say, episode?
Hoy es el episodio número 6.
Número 6.
De la bolsa café.
Yeah, saca la bolsita. Lo primero que vamos a hablar es...
Are we really doing it in Spanish?
How do you say, don't you know I'm local? No sabes que soy local.
We fucked up already.
Don't you know I'm local?
Donde hablamos de cosas que son...
¿Qué pasa aquí en Los Ángeles?
Vic is so scared because he's...
A Yosabo kid? No. Bro, did you read the comment when they were like, all of you guys are Yosabo kids?
That's fine.
Duno thinks he knows it. I'm like, fool, fuck you.
Yeah. Unless you're like, you can get deported, you have no, like, we're all Yosabo kids. My husband tells me this all the time. Because I feel more Nopal than him. I like more Spanish music. I feel like I have more Latino look or more Mexican look.
But he has
And he's like, which one of us can get deported? And it's like, oh, shit, you're right. But...
Allegedly.
Not anymore because I fixed his papers. You're welcome. Okay, vamos a hablar.
That's an enemy hand. Oh.
That's a real
vamos
one.
A hablar sobre lo que pasa aquí en Los Ángeles y la.
You're gonna put subtitles for people.
Primera
yeah,
cosa,
we're gonna need subtitles.
La cosa primera que vamos a hablar es de los cohetes que pasaron.
Fireworks.
En Sur Central.
Yeah, Sur Central. Oh, wow. That was good. Let's just do it in English. You're throwing me off. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're being serious.
Because I'm being the best? Because none of you said shit right now.
What do you mean? I did the whole introduction in Spanish.
No, you didn't.
I promise you I did.
I said my name in Spanish.
The fireworks.
¿Qué piensan de lo que pasó?
I'm going to just keep it up.
En español, por favor.
Let the fool.
We can't do the whole podcast.
Just try it. Just try something.
Okay. La policía me la chupa.
Oh my God.
La migra me la pela.
Entiendo que accidentes pasan, pero no en una vecindad donde hay niños, escuelas, residentes, viejitos, viejitas y personas.
Sí.
Yo pienso que lo fuera sido en otro lugar. Uh-huh. Y la reportera uh-huh. que hizo el. The fuck, man, fuck the reporter, fuck all of them. Y'all should have never done it there, bro. This kid and shit, bro. It's simple as that. I feel like you guys heard our opinions about it before.
Well, the new update is that now they're saying, yes, human error was behind why, like, the whole explosion thing happened in such a way because they didn't wait out the fireworks. Another thing, though, too, I saw a video of I think they have been keeping away from interviewing residents or showing what the injuries are. We know 17 people were injured, but we didn't know to what extent.
Yeah.
And I recently saw it on Twitter, not even on the news, of a woman's face. It looked really like I felt so bad for
her. Yeah, but you sent us a picture.
Yeah, and her husband was saying what happened to them. And they are one of three households, at least, that said that the cops told them it was fine to stay inside. So I know there's reports of cops went to evacuate, and if you didn't leave, it's because you didn't want to. But they also were telling residents, it's fine if you stay inside, you'll be good. And for that to then happen to them and then make it kind of seem like it's their fault for not evacuating is pretty fucked up.
I looked into this a lot, and I'm glad the story's not going away, one.
Mm-hmm.
Two, I believe it wasn't the LAPD, but the head of, like, the...
The bomb
ATF
squad,
yeah, the bomb squad, yeah, like the fire task force. I'm not sure his last name was Moore. He actually did take responsibility.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he said this was caused due to human error, you know, and he basically explained there was this many pounds that were able to be detonated mm-hmm. safely, and they basically almost put double the amount in there.
Yeah,
and because of that, you know, it was human error. Cops got injured too, and that's the crazy part. They're not even.
Oh, cops did get injured.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure because they were. Like if the people got injured
to it,
yeah, for sure.
And they didn't even say anything like, "Oh, damn! Like I'm injured because of us." I feel like they all are just like, "We got injured. Nobody talk about it." Yeah,
okay.
Type shit. But they fucked up so bad that they even hurt themselves.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's an unfortunate situation all the way around. But it's. You know, super, super unfortunate that a lot of the people are displaced.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like Letty said, they're not able to sleep in their homes. Their windows got blown out.
Right.
Like, who's going to pay for all that shit?
Yeah.
Like, imagine somebody just blows up the front end of your house.
And it's you have to take care of that.
And you have to figure it out. They blew up your car windows and all this shit. Like, an unexpected expense, you know, in this society will put anybody, you know, in debt at this moment, but especially in that neighborhood, like, right, they live so close to the margins, unfortunately, that it's just like such a tragedy that, you know, they're gonna have to climb out of now with without the help of people, but
like little help, you feel me?
Yeah, with like, you know, somewhat help, but like, shit, just the whole taxing thing, like, damn, imagine you're having a regular ass day, all of a sudden, boom, your mm-hmm. whole neighborhood explodes. Like, you have to put everything on pause after that.
My thing is though, like it's crazy how the fact that the city kind of like really brushed it off, like it was
trying to.
Yeah.
And then I love how the like the people, like, our people, no, the community,
yeah,
black and browns were like very like, man, look, bro, y'all fucked us up. Like,
I think people can understand shit happens, but people can't understand, oh, shit happens and somehow I'm to blame. Like, that shit's where it got weird.
Facts, yeah.
So.
Yeah. And shout out all my South Central people, all my San Pedro people. We fucking talk.
Yeah, big up to you guys.
I hope y'all good and shit.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen that gas prices are fucking going up like crazy?
Bro, like,
I saw like a report that it's the highest, gas prices are the highest they've been in decades.
In decades?
Yeah. So fuck us.
No way.
Yeah. And
in California?
Me, or yeah, just around SoCal.
Oh, SoCal, yeah. Okay, fine.
So,
I didn't really notice, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's just a little, you know what I'm saying? Nah, so, I'm playing. No.
What am I saying then? You
know? No, I'm just playing. No. You know what? It has been crazy because I got a Honda, you feel mm-hmm. me, and when I bought it, I think I filled it up at first with like $35.
Mm-hmm. You was living it up.
I was like, damn, because I used to have a like an X5, so I was like, okay, this is way better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't drive that much, so I was like, okay, this is great. Now I'm paying like $50 every time I go fill up my shit, so it's like,
yeah,
you know, it's a lot. It's a big difference,
man. My car gonna need gas regardless. Like,
he don't notice he's too rich.
No.
Nah.
He don't even look at the prices. He just pumps
gas.
Yeah,
like, which one?
You don't even go across the street if it's 10 cents cheaper.
Where are the bomb snacks at? That's what I'm
Yeah, wow.
Okay. Officer, so, put the business card in.
Write-offs. It's a write-off. It's a good write-off.
Wow, you're so
I know you guys know about that. Lizzie.
You're
so smart.
That's mileage.
It's a good write-off.
Yeah, I for sure used the homies LLC, you feel me?
Yep.
The homies wasted gas city to go to a sneaky link, you feel me?
The homies needed gas.
It's for content. It's for content.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, of course. But
girls write-offs are the shit. If you're a girl and you fucking post photos on Instagram, you could write off the clothes you buy, the makeup you wear, the hair you fucking wear.
Hey, tell that. I feel like not a lot of people know that. I told somebody that the other day.
That's content. Like, yeah. It goes towards that.
If you like model, if mm-hmm. you do any type of content online.
Even this.
Yeah.
When I pump gas in before I come here. Yeah. I promise you.
All the fucking tequila that we drink is written off.
See these? Write off. See this shirt? Write off.
Yeah. See these see right here? Write off.
Let me.
Some of the mic. Write offs.
Write off. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Better be fucking write offs.
Raza shirts. Write offs.
Raza. Wow. Wow.
Yo Sabo as fuck.
Raza.
You're the most Rosavo. Yo Sabo. You didn't even want to talk Spanish right now.
She just said I'm the most Rosado.
True that. That too.
Hey.
You got diaper rash.
Fuck, did you guys ever get Rosado as older, being older?
No.
I one time. Listen. Let me tell you guys.
Can't relate. Dude.
Let me tell you guys. One time we went to like a water park.
Mm-hmm. And when you was DJ?
No, not DJ. What? I'm not embarrassed. I'll tell you a story. One time we went to like a water park with the homies, and my homie left my shorts.
Okay.
I'm the fattest one of my homies, so the closest to me was like, I have extra shorts. But even he wasn't too close. Man, I have some tight-ass shorts on.
Oh, the little mesh on like, the bottom, like the shorts?
No, like, it was like right here, kind of. I was like, God damn, fool, that's hurt. And the homies were like, but the homie felt super bad, but like at first I don't know why I didn't think in my head like, oh fuck, I should go buy some trunks at the thing.
Because you're poor.
But at the moment I think I was poor.
Yeah.
That wasn't even an option.
Yeah. I'm still poor.
No, you're not.
I'm poor, you guys.
All right,
so you got diaper rash?
No, not a diaper rash. I didn't get it like between my nuts or nothing.
Where'd you get it?
I got it like right here, like on my thigh. And then I remember
why
like
because they're rubbing
between
together.
Between your nuts?
Because you know on the white side, you're always like this is shit. Or you gotta like cross your legs and shit like that. And I was like, man, fuck this. But then the homie was cool enough, he bought me some shorts.
Oh, after
like
nice.
but like I'm like I love water parks, so I'll be like, man, the minute we get there, my phone's in the locker, I'm running off everywhere. I'm getting off this slide, this slide. So it's cool, but yeah. I was like, ah, fuck, dog.
What'd you do, put like A&D or put like baby powder?
Oh, no, it wasn't like huge. It wasn't like when we were kids where like Oh, it's not solid and shit. It was
like a little one, but. I feel like now you're like minimizing it.
No, but I got a flashback. I told the homies, we're like, damn, if we got a solid. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like, oh, like, you type of shit, you feel me? It was funny as fuck. So, yeah.
Okay, we also have to shout out our trip out from a few weeks back, how we were talking about fucking all these millionaires and trillionaires going in space. Yes. And then Jeff Bezos goes up and down.
He went up. For 11 minutes and came back down.
And made, oh, how much money did he make? He made over $1 million.
By doing that?
In 11 minutes.
Why?
I think it was literally just, that's how his life is. So they were like, while he was in, like, in space. How much money he
made. There's this Drake line. It's probably one of my favorite Drake lines. And y'all already know how I feel about Drake. He's not my favorite. But it's him. He said, like, he dropped his kid off at school. And he's like, while my kid's at recess, dad's making $1 million.
Dropped him off at school, big day for my little man. Recess hits, daddy probably made another M.
I'm like, that shit is such a flex to me.
If I was sure where they say, like, if Jay Bezos, like, for let's say he drops a dollar and he bends over to pick up the dollar, he made more money not picking it up than picking it up.
Shit, I robbed your
That's
daddy.
That's crazy.
You guys didn't hear Josh in the back, but he'll rob your daddy.
Oh, he's like the new Dr. Evil.
Yeah.
He's bald, trying to like fly a big ass dick like size spaceship in the air.
Did that thing look like a dick, or was it just me? Because I like thought that shit looked like a dick.
Looks like a dick.
Looks like a cack.
Like even the head that came back?
Yeah. Like, why do they have to be shaped like
that's
that?
That's not necessary, I feel. Yeah. Because they actually make rocket ships, and those shits don't look like dicks.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
They don't look
like pencils.
Yeah, this one was OD. Like, the designer of it was hella horny.
Intentionally, yeah. Like, wanted to make it look like a penis. Okay, I wasn't tripping off of that. I didn't want to be, like, the fucking
But it was funny off. Because in Austin Powers, they intentionally make it look like a dick.
That's crazy.
But it was damn near the same shape. They put the side by side. No, but that's what I'm saying. But this is real life, and they made it that like that.
You know Josh thinks that either it didn't happen. What was your shit, Josh?
Oh,
that
my God.
Josh is a weirdo.
Oh, he's like a super conspiracy
Jeff
theorist.
Bezos isn't real.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
He literally said that. What? Come on, say it.
Wait.
He thinks we didn't land on the moon?
Say it. What?
I definitely don't think that we did.
Yo, if it didn't happen in front of Josh, he doesn't believe it.
Of course. No, sure. Or the pigeons, because Josh believes pigeons are robots.
But how many people I've seen? Thousands of people have said, I don't know if pigeons are real anymore. So clearly, they're on.
All right, what about Jeff Bezos? What did you just tell me?
Jeff.
Well, okay. How the fuck can you leave for one day and then come back the same day, bro? Get the fuck out of here. You did not do that.
He was only gone for 11 minutes.
And you know they've said it's taking thousands of years just to get to space. So
they for.
Nah, how does that
mean? He shot up?
No, Josh.
How does that mean?
Hold on, no, look. He took a trip in his favorite rocket ship. He went up.
I'm gonna take a trip.
That skipped thousands of years? No, I'm just talking about physics. Oh, I'm talking about physics.
Oh.
I'm talking about physics.
This was giving me a mic.
That's why.
If you're behind the camera.
That's why he's behind the camera. Yeah,
mijo.
I'm
good,
Josh.
Please.
It's explain it.
I don't understand.
Light years
to get from the Earth's surface to space.
No, Josh, I don't think that's what they mean, fool.
You guys don't know what you're talking about. Because clearly I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Let's ask the birds if it happened or not, because they'll... we'll ask the birds. If the birds saw it happen...
He's so mad back then.
Josh, if the birds saw it happen, doesn't take light years or thousands of years.
So why did I say that?
No, Josh, listen.
Why did he ask you why you said that?
Listen. Why do that? Let's not downplay the homie. He just hasn't been informed.
Okay.
Josh, I think it takes a lot of years to travel all over the universe. Listen.
Yeah. Listen, Linda.
Listen. But I promise you it doesn't take, I promise you it doesn't take over 1 year. How long does it take to go to space? Can we look that up real quick?
Okay, Josh, you haven't seen spaceships go up?
And like come you see right that, right? Back down?
No.
Where you been at, bro?
No, not
bro, that shit happens all the time.
But, like, you never seen NASA spaceships pop up? Like,
my school has never showed that.
No, it's on TV. It's on TV.
He's talking about, yeah, look, he missed that day. Okay?
Have you ever seen when the dude jumped, like, he free fell from the atmosphere down to Earth? It was like 15 minutes.
I haven't seen
if you
it doesn't
go,
take that long.
Okay, there was this guy, I think he did it for Red Bull. Shout out to fucking Red Bull, because y'all clearly do the popping shit.
I've seen that.
He went all the way up to like the top, like the end of Earth.
And you really believe that?
Yeah, bro. Bro's delusional.
And he jumped. He free fell. And it took him 15 minutes from the top of Earth to here to even get here.
Got it, yeah.
Like, that's how. Red Bull. Yeah.
Let's ask the birds.
Crazy. Okay, it could take from 6 hours to 3 days to get to International Space Station, depending on the spacecraft and mission profile. It took Apollo astronauts about 3 days to get to the moon.
3 days.
Okay, but he's not going to the moon.
He just went to space and came right back down.
Like, what space, though? Then if it's not the
moon. Like, outside. Like,
oh, my God.
That's a general question.
What? No, like, the moon is even further in space.
The moon is like.
If you're saying it's not the moon, but they went to space, so where'd they go?
Okay,
it's
like, imagine,
if
bro.
I didn't go to your house, but I went to the freeway. Like, the freeway is still.
We're not saying that. We're talking about space.
Bro, imagine space, I almost walked out the door, but I didn't. But I went there.
Then you can't
but I came back.
No.
Jeff Bezos never said he was going to the moon.
Let me see. Yeah,
he went to space.
He just went to space.
But so space is not the moon.
The moon is not
that's
right.
Like saying, that's like
space
saying.
Is just the tip.
So are we space?
I don't know. Are we?
Where is? Oh my God, bro! You're fucking delusional, dog.
Then we never went to the moon or space. So stop saying that.
We did. If it's the same thing, we did.
Nah,
real shit.
Oh, we gotta move on.
All right,
we're gonna be here all day.
Yeah, but we called it.
Yeah, we
okay,
did.
We just want to say that we called it. Look it
can
up.
I, can I tell you the real story, real quick? Go, one second. I've been having that crazy dreams lately, and I dreamed that me and my mom adopted a little demon baby.
Adopted how?
Like, I just know, I don't know, me and my mom adopted a baby, and then every once in a while, I turn around and go. and then today.
The duende's trying to get you.
I was sending Vic, heard me on the phone. I had a dream that my homegirl died.
Oh, yeah.
And she fell off a roof, but the dream went into depth. Like, I remember arguing with the homegirls for not holding her in the roof. I remember crying with the homie that's her man, shout out my homegirl Steph and my homie Jerome. I caught him, and my homegirl Steph was like, and she's like one of those homegirls that she was like super Christian.
Yeah.
But we're just her fucked up friends and she loves us and she accepts us who we are. But she's very Christian and shit. And then she was like, and then I was like, fool, like fool. I remember cutting the homie, which is her boyfriend, and we cried on FaceTime. Like, bro, it's gonna be okay. Like
in your dream.
Like in my dream.
Oh,
fool.
Shit.
You know how crazy when it's a dip? I posted about her on my story, like, I miss you, baby girl. Just know we got you
in
forever.
In your dream?
In my dream, bro.
Your dream had Instagram? Crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow.
Supposedly in dreams you can't know the time. There'll never be a clock or a watch in your dream where you could look at it and it'll tell you the time.
Well,
that's
crazy.
That's almost
dream.
Like a casino.
That's very interesting.
Don't put windows.
Clocks.
Yeah, or clocks.
Yeah, it's crazy that my mom dreamed the same today, like well last night I guess you can say. She dreamed about four people getting married for papers. And she said that she was like the bridesmaid for all four people on the same day. And like,
aww,
they came from
like
Mexico
the
and they're
witness?
Like, no, I'll get married for paper.
What else?
What else, Letty?
Pop Smoke's new album.
Yes.
It's his second posthumous album.
Do you guys find that weird?
What?
Like, I find it weird when people are like already passed away, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. And what I was seeing, that's really what I was just seeing. I was seeing that everybody was arguing like about his camp. Like, bro, y'all disrespecting the fuck out of the homie.
His team. His
yeah, like,
team,
which would be crazy to me is because, if anything, you guys should have known better that if he was here, he would have not allowed all the...
The features that are on. This album has a lot of features. From what I know, Kanye's on it.
Pusha T's on it twice.
On it, which I like that song that Pusha T's on.
Pharrell is on it.
Yeah.
And Pop Smoke didn't really fuck with both all of them?
We just don't know.
Well, I think he had an interview where he's like, I don't fuck with people. I don't fuck with anyone because, like, I just think they're fake and shit like that. So they took that to mean he wouldn't want any features. Because I think he said something like, I'm not trying to have people on my album because I don't fuck with people or whatever.
And then I seen how they took out, like, what's his name? Cowboy? Or?
Yeah. Yeah, just like, it was just, like, basically they said it's like the label put this album together. And mm-hmm. It's like, it's the truth. Like, who else did? You know, it wasn't mm-hmm. him. It wasn't, like... you know, and then everything gets so complicated when somebody passes, because this person will pop out and say this was their wishes, and then another person will say no, this was their wishes, and you know what I'm saying? Usually when that stuff happens, nothing ends up getting done because there's too many disputes. It's like Aaliyah.
Right.
You know, like Aaliyah can't even, like, doesn't even have her music on streaming. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because it's like a dispute about this and that. But it's always like posthumous albums are so like
kind of creepy.
It's just, it's always so tricky. You know what I'm saying? Because I could see it from both sides. Like, I think about, okay, like somebody like him, like, you know, he probably didn't come from money. So he was his family's ticket out of poverty, essentially. He did make, you know, probably a good amount of money while he was here. Who knows where it went, you know, after he died, whether he had a will. I'm assuming he didn't because he was 20 years old. And from there, it's like, okay, like the mom needs to get taken care of, the, you know, the brother, the, you know, you want the family to, like, you know, be able to profit and just be good, you know, and build that generational wealth going forward. But at the same time, you start to like get these weird things where other people get involved. You don't know if that's what they would have wanted.
Businessmen.
Business gets involved. You know what I'm saying? A bunch of people in suits start making decisions for, you know, somebody who never would have agreed to this or that. So it's always so tricky. Right. You know, I feel like his first album was for the most part done. And I think he agreed to have 50 Cent like executive produce it. So it sounded like a really good album. I love that album. This one, it kind of sprung up out of nowhere. They're like, oh, we have all these extra songs. And they're good. He delivers on every song. But it's like, okay, the producer, did he want that producer? Did he want this feature? How do we know that Disney wanted all this shit in his company? What if Disney was just like...
What's dude from Steve Jobs?
Yeah.
Like, who's to say he fucking wanted the iWatch?
Yeah.
Or whatever the fuck was not invented.
Like, before. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure he didn't want these weak-ass AirPods out in the universe. True, you know what I'm saying? Like... And
you guys don't fuck with AirPods?
He tricky. Probably would have been
They're trash. I mean, like, I like the idea of them, but the physical product of the ones I've had, like, they went out like 6 months after I bought them. Like,
fuck, I hear they're easily like losable.
That too.
Yeah.
So it's always tricky. Like, you know what I'm saying?
No, true that. I think even with Tupac,
that always throws me off.
Because the 7 Day Theory dropped after he died, and I know that stuff that he probably had prepped, right? And then I'm also assuming whatever his deal with Suge, it's like business shit. They, like, as like how record deals work is the record label basically gives you a bunch of money and you pay them back with working. You pay them back with the fucking ownership to a bunch of your music. Like, it's a loan, basically. A label deal is pretty much a loan and you have to pay back. So they're probably thinking, we gave you this money. You used this money. Like, yeah, you passed away, but we still need to get our end of this whatever deal.
And it's
the
a
thing about business is it has no emotion, and so that's why it feels so fucked up to regular people, because we have emotions. It's like, but would you have wanted to fucking do a song with Britney Spears? No, like shit like that is like would these fit their own shit? But it's like, no, but we gotta get our money back, right? So I like, you kind of gotta lose one to understand the other. You gotta lose your emotions to understand business. It's so weird, but at the same time, If these things were planned, I'll give you just like an example that I kind of know personally, because I know Nipsey and his team. His family doesn't want to do shit that he hasn't planned. Anything that's dropped of Nipsey, he planned. He planned this feature. He planned this mixtape. He planned this whatever. And since he hadn't planned anything with, like, as far as music goes, his brother is reserving the right to be like, look, I don't want to fuck it up. I don't want to drop the ball. His legacy is this right here. I'm not going to be the one that fucks it up for him. Someone that I've seen not get really done well is like XXXTentacion. Like, I've seen his family just give out features to people that, like, Lil Wayne didn't even know how to say XXXTentacion's name, but has a feature with him. He called him Extension. Yeah. And so to me, it's like, if I was his family, I'd be like, no, you're not getting it. If he didn't know you, if you didn't fuck with him, if you're only doing it for the namesake of that feature, no, I'm not going to do that shit. But some people, it's just, it's different. It's in their hearts different. So
morals go a long way, and you can tell by Nipsey's family that they got morals and shit.
Like, yeah, they just don't want to touch it. Like, if and there was so much other shit Nipsey had plans on that they're executing, like his clothing or like movies and shit like that, that it's gonna be like, okay, we'll help him that because we don't wanna touch the shit that meant the most to him, which is music.
So. That's fire.
Yeah, that's good. I respect that. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, sometimes less is more. Yeah. You know, like we see Selena dropping something mm-hmm. every year, and it's like, who's even doing this anymore? Yeah. You know, like, there's like the makeup, and then there's this and the Selena collection. It's like, what's Selena about this collection?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Even with like the Netflix show.
Bro, they were tripping. Yeah. They were going in. They said they disrespected the fuck out of her. Do you think, all right, example, let's say they were to offer you the Selena role, mm-hmm. would you would have done it?
Probably not, because I don't look like her.
But I'm just giving an example. Like, okay.
The girl who played her didn't either.
Yeah. At all. I personally like the first original movie. Yeah. I
love the movie.
Yeah, which, oh my God, Josh.
A lot of people that know Selena hate that fucking movie.
I mean, you could be right. You could be right. Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? It's kind of like I remember reading something about the Biggie movie.
Yeah.
And then I remember somebody going like Little Kim was like, damn, they made me look like a fucking whore.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Yeah, that gets tricky too. The Biggie stuff, yeah. His second album was posthumous.
Posthumous.
Yeah. His second album was, and it was called Life After Death, and it was released like 2 weeks after he died. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like people forget that. They think he dropped his second album, then he died. It's like, he died during his album rollout.
Right. And so it's like, is that Puffy's fault? You know, is Puffy.
Okay, so I get where it comes from now, because I don't know about like the new shit, obviously.
Yeah. But Biggie duets, you think he wanted that shit out? They reused verses.
Honestly, I like all of the Tupac people don't understand. If they didn't do posthumous Pac albums, mm-hmm. we wouldn't have songs like Changes, or we wouldn't have songs like fucking Thug's Mansion, or
Thug's Mansion. Like, everybody loves Thug's Mansion.
Yeah. Like his posthumous was incredible. So then it's kind of like, damn, are we missing out or not? And then I don't know how much Afeni, who's Pac's mom, was involved in like the mm-hmm. afterwards. I think it's important for it to be a family member. It's really tough when it's someone that's distanced from you. From what I understand of the XXXTentacion situation, is him and his mom were not close. They didn't get along. So then it feels like maybe her intentions are different now that he's passed, and she knows, okay, this is profitable, right? Mm-hmm. This is all speculation. But to me, I can understand now why the features happened the way that they did. Yeah. Whereas like Mac Miller's family knows, like, okay, we're going to hold on to his legacy. We're going to make sure, like, the music that drops is stuff he would have liked. It's with his friends. It's not some tasteful outside shit. Yeah, mm-hmm. so.
But you can kind of tell, like, the people that have good people around him, like Nip.
Yeah.
Great people around him. Mac Miller was a great dude. And, like, you could tell he had, like, a dope person. Like, I think even, like, his, like, one of his biggest songs, Best Day Ever, you could tell that even though he was like kind of like wild, he was kind of like an outcast, mm-hmm. like a white boy, he was so dope. Like, his personality was amazing. Yeah. You could tell, like, he had his parents there.
Yeah.
And obviously he was going through whatever mental, like, depression, mm-hmm. anxiety situation. But you could tell, like, if he were to call his mom, like, I need you to come from Pittsburgh to LA, I need you. Yeah. You could tell his mom would be there.
Yeah.
And I feel like you could also tell that with Biggie's mom. Mm-hmm. But you couldn't really tell that with Pac's mom.
But it's hard getting people involved. Well, Pac's mom,
I think
that aren't in music. Yeah. To get in music, they're
No. I'm saying, right now we're talking about just a relationship wise, where like, you know, like, there's nobody's gonna know their son more than a mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care how many bitches I fuck, how many tours I went
but
to.
But then my also mom, you gotta think of it. Biggie's mom also let Biggie duets happen, and that was whack.
Yeah.
But okay, Pac's mom was like, no, like, this mm-hmm. is, this shit's gotta be intentional. This shit's gotta be substance. Like,
do you think they have like a hard drive in like a big ass safe?
They should.
This is what's fucked about anything Pac now. His family's gone. His mom's not alive anymore.
Yeah. Oh, she passed away.
Yeah, she passed away a few years ago. And so it's like, now what we're going, if we get anything Pac, it's not gonna be with the family's blessing. It's not gonna be family related. Yeah. We don't even know where the money is going to.
Mm-hmm. Somebody out there owns.
Unless it's a label shit or you're paying back. And so it's like, that's just what's
It's
weird.
Just weird, like, when you have, like, you know, obviously, like, the moms of, like, these fallen stars, mm-hmm. like, they didn't really have anything to do with music. So, like, you're essentially almost asking them to, like, okay, like, go A&R this project or something, mm-hmm. with your son's blessings. Like, on top of how emotionally difficult that is, it's just like, yo, I A&R the album, and I'm in the music industry, and that shit was hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even thinking about doing it again, I'm just like, yo, it's gonna take a lot of time. You know what I'm saying? So it's just a tough situation for everybody involved, you know, but you do want the family to profit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And sometimes you feel like,
this might be the most lucrative way to do it. You know, well, also too, that makes you think of like ownership, right? That kind of shows me maybe if Nipsey didn't have the ownership that he had, maybe the label would have made more decisions.
Put out four albums already.
Four albums, all these features. Who wants a Nipsey feature? You can have it. But whereas since they own their shit, they don't owe anyone shit like that to need to do that stuff, right? Now it's kind of like a labor of love type of shit. And even Mac, he had a very special deal too, because this fool was independent too for a long time. And I know distribution wise or whatever, now it became like a label towards the end. But it's like that also gives you so much power. Whatever deals they had, it gave them so much power. Look at someone like XXX. He was new in the game, so clearly his deals were not as much as their deals were, like as much power or ownership. And they probably do have to owe and pay back in a musical sense because that's where the labels get their money. So
somewhere, I feel like they recouped. I think it was Empire that had him. And they probably recouped his whole deal on Look At Me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Honestly, like, right away. Mm-hmm. So, you know, but again, it's like, you know, if the mom and the family want to profit off now. So it's like, you know, just kind of is what it is. They're putting out projects and whoever listens to them. And if you don't, you don't, you know?
That shit's crazy.
Facts.
The music industry is a motherfucker.
Just know, to bring up the energy, if I ever pass, yo, family, go get that fucking bag. Fuck my legacy.
Little Vic finna be buying all types of Fortnite.
Little Vic better be eating gold Cheerios for breakfast every single morning. Jesus.
Wow, Little Vic finna
I'm gonna be looking down from heaven like, ooh, yeah, get that money, baby boy.
His face is gonna be like, I'm fucking everywhere. Chips in Vallarta. Like,
put me on the side of a fucking trash can. I don't care.
This is like the spiritual conspiracy episode.
Okay. Vic's any cousin, paranormal activity ever happened to you guys? And then we'll end the podcast because we have to go to Dodger Stadium.
Okay. Wait, what were we talking about?
Any paranormal activity ever happened to
you? Oh my God, yes.
I've been waiting for this call. A lot of paranormal activity happens to me. So.
Here we go. Be the best day ever. Real quick question. Like, even though you're going to heaven, are you scared you're going to be lonely in heaven?
No.
Like, now I'm be with myself until somebody else dies. It sounds crazy, right? Would you ever think about that?
That is a funny ass thought.
I've never thought about that.
That's a hilarious thought. Like,
okay, I died.
Because you're not going to be alone.
Well, you're not.
Wait, why?
You got the homies.
Oh, yeah, RIP, man. RIP, my guys. No, but I'm thinking about it in a sense where, like, let's say, like let's just say I die. Like, but let's say the homies are another part of heaven. You feel me? We're not going to link to a couple of, like, years and shit. Like, I'm going to be alone just kicking it to... One of the other homies,
like, you see that meme? Like, what do you wear in heaven? Like, what's your outfit in heaven?
Oh, yeah.
Is it the shit you died in, or do you get to choose?
Or what you wore at the funeral.
Yeah.
Oh, is there a meme with that?
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up. Probably not what I wear. I wonder how they would judge me. Man, if I die, please bury me in a pro club. I want to be comfortable in my grave.
Low-key, that's a bar. You should write that in your rap
That's
line.
A bar.
But also make them pay for it. You know how Fashion Nova pays rappers and singers to put Fashion Nova in their songs? Make Pro Club pay you for that. Because that shit would be a crazy fucking bar. And, if I die, bury me in a pro club.
Man, if I die, bury me in a pro club. Don't go through my phone. I got Pornhub.
Why? Okay.
So, yeah, I don't know. I was talking about, oh, look, birds.
Stop it.
Are they real or not?
I don't know. Josh is spectating me. Fucking weirdo.
All right.
You're ADD.
So, paranormal.
Okay, so.
Explain.
I was in the laundromat with two lame-ass fools. I'm going to call them lame because they snitch on the homies.
Okay.
They're fucking lames. But I was with them. They were neighbors. We grew up together. And we were washing. But my building, our laundromat was faced towards the alley. Okay. And our alley is one of those sketchy-ass alleys.
Okay, so it's a small laundromat. It's a laundry room, right?
I said mad, holy fuck.
Yeah, because I'm thinking like the fucking stores. No,
it's the one of the ones like...
In the apartment.
Yeah, in the apartment. Yeah, in the apartments. Yeah.
So I remember like I told him, who was like, oh, finally got to put one load. So let me wash first. And then once I'm drying, you guys can get a crack and you guys can put how many loads. They're one of those families that always had like 30 loads for some reason. Like I wash once a week, fool. You know what I mean?
Oh my God.
Point is, it's fucking dark. Okay. So I never look out the window. Like when I'm taking out the dryer, I'll just look like on the sides, take out my clothes this, like and never turn around. And for some reason, we look, and bro, we fucking, we seen a lady with a white dress standing looking at us.
Ew.
And we fucking ran for our lives, fool. I live on the second floor, they live on the third. And I remember them telling their dad. I remember I telling my mom. And my mom was like, shut the fuck up. But my mom very like, if you're not scared, then you're not going to be scared. It's a mental thing, whatever. The next day, we told her homie's grandma that's lived there for ages. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, there was a lady here that her son didn't let her come back in the house. She was kind of like a drunk. And she died of, was that when you died of coldness?
Oh, hypothermia. Oh, hypothermia.
And she died in the alley.
Oh,
in the
block. Shit.
I think it's either one. Yeah. She died of hypothermia in the alley. And we explained, we like discarded her. She's like, yeah, that could have been her.
Wow.
And then I was like, wow. And then it was like, what the fuck? And then I asked the other homie, one time me and the homie seen a shadow. And then it happened to be that my other homie told me that fucking one of their older homies had died right there in his RIP woo woo. Mm-hmm. And he got killed in the pool. And in the night when you had the block, you see a shadow right there.
Wow.
But he's like a good spirit, you know?
Yeah.
They're both good spirits. Like the lady, she was a junk, but she ended up passing. What, Josh? They're not good spirits, asshole.
She had a lot of spirits. She had a lot of spirits.
Yeah, but yeah, man, I remember I seen her with my eyes clearly. Like,
wow.
Did you wash after that?
Yeah, I lived there.
Well, I know I would not wash after that.
Oh, no, but I would wash like right when I go home from school. Like, I'm going to wash right now.
No more at night.
All right, Vic.
You know what? I don't have any stories, but it's for a reason. Because I literally tell God all the time, yo, don't show me no spooky shit.
Yeah.
You know, like, I literally pray to God. I can't take it. Like, I'll freak the fuck out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I feel like me and God have, like, a cool, like, understanding. He's got you. You know what I'm saying? To where, like, don't show me nothing. I'm be a good person. We'll keep it like that. But I do believe in it. And that's why I ask him that. Because I do believe that paranormal shit is real. My mom be telling me shit, like, all the time. She's, like, you know, says she's psychic and all that shit. So, I'm like, yeah, I don't want none of that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't have any like stories necessarily to share, but I do remember living in a house that my mom said was haunted, and it did feel like an ugly ass spirit there, and we moved.
Like the energy was bad.
The energy was terrible. You know what I'm saying? What about you?
You have a really bad one?
I have thousands of stories.
Just one.
Tell me what type.
All right.
There's like so many. There's ones with good spirits. There's one with demons. There's ones with like
one
a demon.
One with bastards.
Bad spirits.
Oh, they said bastards.
With you?
Oh.
I'm gonna call my sister and
I'll tell her.
Wow.
Wow.
You clown me, I'm just clowning you back.
Wow. People been on Duno's head today.
That was a low blow. At least my mom loves me.
My mom loves me too.
Sounds good.
All right, tell us about your demons.
Okay. Okay, so I have this thing that they call sleep paralysis, or they say it's sleep paralysis, but I know it's not, because supposedly the scientific term is like if you wake up, but like it feels like someone's holding you down and you can't move and you can't scream and all that shit, right?
This is the whole diablo.
Yeah, but scientists would be like, that's sleep paralysis. That basically is you're waking up before your body wakes up. So that's what it is. But it's always something evil in the room. Like, people that have sleep paralysis also will tell you they feel a spirit, they see something, or they, like, it's always a bad thing. And it's like, okay, it could be because you're dreaming, but all my dreams are mostly good. Why, when I have sleep paralysis, is it bad dreams coming up? I never see a fucking unicorn or feel, like, people clapping or some shit like that. It's always negative. The first time it happened to me, I was laying down. I used to sleep in the sala in my mom's house. And so I was like in like a, like the couch is on this side. And then we had blinds. We had like the long blinds. And I remember waking up, because you know, like even if your eyes are closed and someone puts a flashlight, you could see, like you could see like there's something, even if your eyes are closed. I felt that. I felt like, okay, something's shining a light on me. And so I'm like, okay, something. And then I hear like a whirring, like so it felt like, and then it felt like from outside, and then I could hear the blinds moving. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wake up, and I couldn't. Like, I couldn't open my eyes, I couldn't move. I tried yelling, and it was like it was like that, like, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck is going on? Like, I didn't know what it was, and I started praying the Our Father, and it went away, and I woke up. And I don't know how I could go back to sleep after that, but after that happened, it started happening every other day. I would go to sleep and some shit would happen, to the point where I started experimenting, like, how far can I move my finger before I start praying and it stops? Oh, there were times where it's like whatever realm it is, they see, oh, she's sensitive. let me go. So it's different experiences with different ones, right? So that was the first one. Then I moved the couch to the other side of the mm-hmm. of the room. So now I'm facing the blinds, and I literally remember waking up and something shot at me from the blinds, black, like all black figure, like flying. Kind of, there's this movie called Mothman Prophecies that it kind of looks like that person and just stayed on top of me. And then there's another one where I woke up and I could feel a little boy and his mom in the kitchen. You can't see them, you can't hear them, but for some reason you can feel their energies. And it was the little boy holding me, and it was like the mom telling, let her go. And he was just like,
oh, give me goosebumps.
And then he went like this. I could just feel him like pissed. And that's how I got up. Oh, but all of this shit happened, right? I end up moving to my dad's house. And I'm like, okay, this is going to stop happening.
I'm like, shit, I would too.
The first night I
would have moved to the first one.
The first night it happened, my mom didn't believe me. I told her, and she's like, yeah, it's you're having a bad dream. And I'm like, but it's not. But the first night I stepped at my dad's house, it happened again. And this time it talked. And it was a voice that said, like, super low, kind of a growl. And it said, just disappear already. So think of something just demonic telling me to just disappear. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know what that means. And then after that, it stopped. It stopped for a few years until I gave birth to my firstborn. So this is why I believe in duendes. I'm telling you, this shit. Okay, sorry, guys. So I remember I was rocking.
Are you going to start crying?
No. Okay. I remember I was rocking him to sleep. And he had fallen asleep, and we're on a recliner. And he knocks out. And we had just gotten from the hospital, so someone had given us balloons. So when I woke up, it's basically like if I fell asleep right now and I woke up and I see the chair, but something's just different. It's just alternate. Like mm-hmm. instead of Vic sitting there, it'll be a demon sitting there. And so then I have to wake up again from this dream, right? And so I'm holding my son, and then I see the balloons moving, like if someone's moving them, and I see like little hands going towards us from the rug and I now know, oh, they don't want me, they want him. They wanted me to disappear so that he doesn't exist. And so they're coming up my leg, and I can't do shit.
But you start praying.
Because I'm holding him. No, and even praying didn't work. Normally the Our Father, boom. One of my nieces runs into the room that we're in, like physically runs into the room. And since we were on a recliner, she bumped the recliner and physically woke me up. Other than that, they would have, if they say, you know how they say, when they steal?
Yeah.
That they would have taken him. And so that's why I believe in all of that shit. Because, like, it's just, and this is just, like, literally one excerpt of my life. I'm sorry, guys.
No, but yeah, honestly, that sounds like the plot to like a scary ass movie. It reminds me of like The Conjuring.
Yeah, and that's why I don't watch those shits, because I'm like, my real life feels this way, so I don't even want to.
As you were saying that, I could picture all that shit, and I was just like, you.
But like, my sister has a lady that she sees, but she's a good spirit.
Curandera?
Like she sees her. The first time she saw her, she was scared. Like a white lady in the corner, like with a dress. And I kept seeing her. Wow. And one time she even woke up, if you were to ask the end of the story, when she lived with my brother-in-law. And they lived at, obviously, Dennis, yeah. Grandma. She woke up the whole family screaming. Because she saw her again after years. And then she got used to her. And then my mom was like, she doesn't hurt you, though. And my sister's been lucky her whole life.
That's
crazy. And it's because she probably has a really good spirit.
Yeah, she's taking care of her.
I think my good spirit is my mom.
Yeah.
Honestly, I feel like I'm hella protected because of my grandma. Like
the love,
my grandma,
bro.
My grandma literally prays for me, I know, like every night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Type shit. So, like, I live alone and everything. With my son. And I never, like, ever since I've been there, I've lived there since October. Like, never felt no, like, weird energy, bad energy, nothing like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all positive vibes. I have a Palo Santo, too. I go sage the crib all the time. You know what I'm saying? Good.
Love
good
is the vibes. Strongest thing in the world.
And I don't just let anybody in my house, too. That's super important.
True that. Angie, can you bring
that's the super important.
Are we going to sage?
Yeah, we're going to sage.
On God. Because
the people watching need it, too.
On God.
Okay. Yeah.
Just know our energy positive towards you.
For sure. What I want to get cracking in the comments, I want people to share their stories, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
people share comments. Their duende stories, and that shit's crazy too.
Yeah,
like, all the grandmas lady, getting kidnapped.
But the way she typed it, I'm not trying to. But she typed it like if it was like, oh yeah, but she came back after.
Yeah,
and I'm like, fool, but your grandma still got taken by duende. Yeah. I don't know how I would feel. I'm like,
yeah. Yo, I'd be reading all the comments, and I just want to say thank you. Mm-hmm. You guys show so much love. You guys even open up in the comments. These are public comments, and you guys. express how you feel, what you're going through. I appreciate it all. I go through them all. I like them. I try to respond to some. I know, you know, they do as well. So I just want to say, keep that shit going. Every time I see new comments, it makes me happy. And yeah, share your stories. We'll read them. We could even bring them up on a podcast, like in the future and shit too.
And DM us, and you could always DM the brown bag.
Oh yeah, yeah. Talk to me. I talk back.
We do need to do the PO box.
Oh yeah, we should. Show. It smells good.
Yeah, I love how
safe. Yeah, it smells good.
If you remind me of La Pasita Vera when I'm walking by, my little chinitos.
I feel like more Latinos should tap into their spiritual side because it's literally in us. Like the lands we're from. Our ancient lands, then Palo Santo's from our land. Like, we think of this sage. Sages, when you smell it, it's not going to feel unfamiliar because it's been in our lineage. It's in fucking in our homes. Church services. Mm-hmm. It's in homes.
Like, to me, it reminds me of church.
We're naturally spiritual, and I think if we tap more into it, instead of, like, shying away from it because we might think it's, like, bad or whatever, this is the most, as much as our ancestors as we can be. Like, this is what the motherfucking Aztecs did, the indigenous people and whatever. Like, if you're Mayan or Inca or whatever, this is as close as you can get to the shit that they would do. Good vibes. Dodgers are going to win vibes. Today.
Yeah. Woo! Dodgers, we're about to go to Dodger game.
Even let me pass it over to Vic.
We're going to be in the pavilions going stupid.
That is like.
Stupid magnupit. Yeah.
Thank you for watching. We love you guys.
Adios.
Adios.
See you next week.